Joe Biden vows to beat the NRA following El Paso shooting. By Hannah Blow on August 3, 2019. Former Vice President Joe Biden, D, vowed to take on the National Rifle Association, NRA, following the deadly shooting in El Paso Saturday, telling a crowd of supporters that he has beaten it before and intends to do so again. Police responded to reports of a gunman opening fire at an El Paso Walmart Saturday morning. While numbers have been fluctuating, El Paso Police Chief Greg Allen told reporters that there are at least 20 casualties and 26 injuries. The suspect is in police custody, and a motive is not yet known. As Breitbart News reported, Chief Allen referenced a manifesto that is allegedly written by the shooter. He called it a potential nexus to a hate crime, but would not go further as he did not want to step on Fed's toes. The chief said they still have to validate in certainty that the manifesto belongs to the suspect. Allen stated his officers arrested the suspect at an intersection near the Walmart. The shooting began at 10:39 El Paso time and officers were on the scene within 6 minutes. Governor Abbott referenced the Santa Fe and Sutherland Springs shootings from last year. The governor said we must continue to do more with mental health issues. The vast majority of 2020 Democrats responded to the mass shooting on Twitter, calling for Congress to seriously pursue gun control measures. However, Biden took remarks a step further and placed blame on the NRA in a speech to supporters Saturday. "I can say without fear of contradiction, enough is enough is enough," Biden said, according to Bloomberg reporter Jennifer Epstein. "This is a sickness, this is well beyond anything that we should be tolerating," he continued. "The fact is we can beat the NRA, we can beat the gun manufacturers. I did it. We've beat them before, we can do that again and it's my intention to do just that," he added. Biden also reacted to the massacre on Twitter, writing in part, "It's past time we take action and end our gun violence epidemic."